Stay in Line by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
The ants are gathered in front of the nest, arranged in neat and orderly rows. All except Alfie Ant, who taps his 4 feet, fidgets with his hands, and jostles with the ants on either side of him. Sergeant Ant shouts through a flower megaphone.
All right, ants, this is your first day of foraging. I've only got 3 things to say to you all before we head out in search of our next meal.
From the crowd, Alfie blurts out.
Yeah. Stay in line, stay quiet, and keep your eyes on the ant in front of you.
Sergeant Ant's face turns red with frustration.
That's right, Alfie. Stay in line, stay quiet, and keep your eyes on the ant in front of you.
Later that morning, the ants march out along the forest floor in one orderly line, each ant locked in step with the one in front. All except Alfie, who jostles, jabbers, and fidgets like a flibbertigibbet.
Hurry up!
He shouts at the ant in front.
Stop shoving!
He yells to the ant behind him.
Oh, what's the hold up?
He yells ahead when the line starts slowing down. Distracted by Alfie's constant talking, the ant ahead trips on a pebble and the line nearly breaks apart as he stumbles. Sergeant Ant appears, yelling,
Stay in line!
The ant that stumbled picks himself up and rejoins the line, muttering angrily at Alfie. Further on, the line slows to a crawl as the ants clamber carefully over a fallen tree trunk. Alfie jostles his way past the ants ahead.
Out of my way, slowpokes!
The line begins to break apart when Sergeant Ant appears. Before he can say anything, Alfie shoves his way back into line.
Yeah, I know, stay in line!
Sergeant Ant shakes his head as the line of ants continue. Suddenly, Alfie sees something glistening red off in the forest. He whispers to himself.
That's a piece of melon! I'll be a hero if I get to it first!
Alfie breaks from the line, shouting back over his shoulder,
Follow me to Melon Paradise!
The line breaks apart, and the ants all swarm after Alfie. Sergeant Ant yells through his flower megaphone for them to stop, but no one listens. Alfie leaps over a rock, mandibles chattering in anticipation of a juicy melon feast. His face drops as he sees that it's not a melon at all. It's a glistening, fungus-covered rock. The swarm of ants catches up with Sergeant Ant at the head of the crowd.
What's the meaning of this? Why did you break the line, Alfie?
Alfie tries to explain that he saw the fungus and thought it was a piece of melon.
I was only trying to be a good forager.
Sergeant Ant shakes his head, disappointed.
We will have to head back to the nest now. There's no way I'll be able to get the rest of these ants back in line.
Alfie looks out to see the other ants swarming about in confusion. He marches back to the nest, the other ants glaring angrily at him as they go. They are returning empty-handed, and they are not happy. Hoppy Ant greets the foraging ants as they return to the nest.
Did you bring back some tasty treats?
We would have if Alfie had listened, but he jostles, jabbers, and fidgets like a flibbertigibbet.
Hoppy takes Alfie by the hand and sits him on a rock.
Oh, I was only trying to help. Oh, I thought I saw a piece of juicy melon. Oh, I couldn't wait.
Hoppy smiles.
Sounds to me, Alfie, like you act before you think. If you want, I can give you a few tips on how to think before you act. This will keep you out of trouble and help you become a better forager.
Alfie nods.
I'll take any help I can get.
As the two ants sit side by side, Hoppy explains.
First, Alfie, tune into your self-talk. Tell yourself, stop and think before I act. Next, tune into your bounce. Ask yourself, what is happening here? Is this work time or play time? Is this a sensible moment or a silly moment? Where should my bounce be? Check your bounce meter. Take a few deep breaths to get your bounce in control. Third, Alfie, tune in to notice so you pay full attention to Sergeant Ant's instructions. Ears, listening, eyes, looking, lips, closed, hands and feet, still. Sometimes it's hard to wait your turn. When you have to wait, Use your self-talk. Tell yourself, hold my hands. Breathe deeply in and out. Count my belly breaths. I can wait. Try that next time you head out to forage, and you're sure to come back with some tasty treats.
The next day, Alfie joins the line in front of the nest. Sergeant Ant gets up on the mound. Instead of shouting over him, Alfie tunes into his bounce. He thinks about what is happening and takes a few deep breaths to get his bounce in control. Next, he tunes into notice. Ears listening, eyes looking, lips closed, and hands and feet still. Sergeant Ant says,
I've got three things to say to you all before we head out in search of our next meal. Stay in line, stay quiet, and keep your eyes on the ant in front of you.
The line of ants snakes out through the forest. When the line slows down, Alfie takes a deep breath in and out and tunes into his self-talk.
Think before I act. If I break the line now, we'll go back empty-handed again.
Alfie checks his bounce meter.
Bounce. In control.
Before long, his feet are moving in perfect rhythm and bounce with the ant in front. After some time marching, the ants come across a big piece of juicy melon. They all smile in amazement.
Melon paradise!
Instead of rushing in, Alfie holds his hands, breathes deeply in and out, counts his belly breaths, and tells himself,
I can wait.
Alfie eventually gets to the front of the line.
Ha ha! I bet that tastes much sweeter than any fungus!
The other ants laugh as they invite Alfie to dig into their juicy feast. Ant Patrol was written by Aisling Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.